رئیس جدید سازمان انرژی اتمی کشورمان گفت برای تحقق کامل
Iranian government TV says that the country's new nuclear energy chief Ali Akbar Salehi is urging the West to end hostilities with Tehran and to start building trust. Legal and technical discussions about Iran's nuclear case have finished, he insists, and there is no room left to keep this case open. We hope, he added, that more efforts will be made by the West to obtain mutual confidence instead of the last 6 years of hostility. They were Salehi's first comments to the media since being appointed by President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad Friday following the resignation of veteran nuclear negotiator Gholam Reza Aghazadeh. The soft-spoken Salehi was educated at the American University of Beirut and holds a doctorate from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Salehi is Iran's former envoy to the International Atomic Energy Agency and signed a protocol allowing for freer inspections of Iran's nuclear sites. His appointment appears to be something of a gesture to the U.S. Neither the U.S. nor the other members of the so-called Group of Five, including the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council plus Germany, however, are likely to agree with Salehi about the closure of Tehran's nuclear file. U.S. President Barack Obama warned Tehran during the G8 summit in Italy that the world is giving it until September to comply with U.N. resolutions over its controversial nuclear program. Iran has persistently refused to stop enriching uranium, and the West fears that it will use highly enriched uranium to build atomic weapons. The Iranian government, however, continues to insist that its nuclear program is intended for peaceful civilian purposes alone. Iran analyst Meir Javadanfar of the MIPAS Center in Tel Aviv argues that Tehran is hardening its position over its nuclear dossier in response to Western criticism over its violent crackdown against its own people following the June 12th presidential elections.
I think Ayatollah Khamenei is sending the message that the more we are pushed on other fronts, the more we're going to adjust the balance in our favor. And one area is the nuclear program, because Khamenei knows how important the nuclear program is to the West, especially to President Obama. So I think this is a backlash against what Iran sees as Western interference in its own affairs. I also think that the Iranian government still sees the West as divided, and there's not much the West can do at the moment to stop Iran's nuclear program. So they're toughening their policy, and they want to see what the reaction will be, if the reaction will be hard, or if the West is going to come up with even a bigger offer.
Javadanfar, however, believes that those who are seeking a compromise with Iran should not despair completely, because Iranian leaders are pragmatists and may, at the end of the day, be ready for an agreement. Iranian Foreign Minister Manashir Mutaki said 1 week ago that Tehran was preparing to present a new package of proposals concerning what he called international security and political issues to the West for talks. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has also warned the West that Tehran would weigh their criticism over its crackdown on protesters following the June 12th election in assessing future relations with their countries. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.